嗨，大家好，端午节快乐
！Happy Dragon Boat Festival！
我是 Jenny
and Tara。
那今天呢，我和 Tara 就要跟大家说一下啊，在今天大家庆端午的时候和端午相关的一些英语。然后呢，我也发现，其实在美国、在加拿大、北美很多地方，原来端午节，特别是划龙舟 Dragon Boat Racing，已经是非常 popular、非常受欢迎的一个运动、一个活动了，对不对
？Yes。This topic's really exciting to me because when I was in university, I actually did dragon boat racing.
对，我到国外发现好多女生她们都参加过划龙舟的活动啊。所以今天我们要好好的来问一下 Tara。好，如果大家喜欢我们的节目，然后你也想看到我们今天节目的文字版本呢，大家可以到我们开言英语的微信公众号啊，就是开放的开，语言的言，然后搜索端午节就可以了。Okay, Tara, I know you really want to talk about your racing and the 粽子, but before that, let's get to the basics. How do we say 端午节 in English?
We call that the Dragon Boat Festival.
对，其实它这个英语名字就是非常形象啊，龙舟节 Dragon Boat Festival,、mm-hmm. 对吗
？Right.
那其实我们中国的很多our traditional Chinese holidays.我们都用那个阴历嘛，阴历的英语是
Lunar Calendar.
Lunar Calendar. Lunar 就是
the moon,
月亮、
yeah.
对吧、So, you know, the Dragon Boat Festival, it changes date、mm-hmm.
yes.
like on the Western calendar.
Yes.
But on the Chinese calendar,
it's the fifth day of the fifth month.
哦，五月初五是吧？所以在英语里面可以表达就是 The Dragon Boat Festival
occurs on the fifth day of the fifth month of the traditional Chinese calendar.
但它每一年 then it changes date on the Western calendar.
Right.
And we can say...
In this year, it's May 30th is when it falls.
So it falls on May 30th this year.
Yes.
Falls on 就是今年它是在这个日期。好，那接下来我们就讲讲你这个 Dragon Boat Racing Days 好了。
Yes.
So, you know, I'm from Shanghai.、
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we don't see a lot of dragon boat racing in Shanghai. I know in many southern parts of China,、mm-hmm. 在中国南方可能这个 dragon boat racing 赛龙舟就更加普遍一点啊。However, in Canada, in America,、
yeah.
You see a lot of it.
Maybe because we have a lot of water and the water is generally cleaner.、
Mm-hmm.
and it's an outdoor, we're very outdoorsy.
And、这个词很好 outdoorsy
outdoorsy
outdoors 就是户外嘛然后你后面加一个 y 就是说 if someone like Tara is very outdoorsy it means
I like to do things outside maybe go camping or hiking or cycling
or dragon boat
or dragon
racing.
Boat racing
对所以划龙舟我们可以说 dragon boat racing 是吧、
mm-hmm. So the boat actually looks kind of is painted to look like a dragon
对对对、就是、
and it has a dragon headAnd a bunch of people, maybe sometimes friends, co-workers. It's a great team building activity.
对，就国外有些公司，他们 team building 会说我们去 ，Let's go dragon boat racing, 划龙舟。
Yeah, just today I actually saw in the newspaper an ad to join a dragon boat team.If we wanted to join, anyone can join.
是。诶，那我们说了半天划龙舟嘛，因为你说 Dragon Boat Racing 那个 race 是一个比赛，赛龙舟。What's the verb to 划
It's to paddle. You paddle a boat.
Paddle.
So,
P-A-D-D-L-E, 是吗
Yes.And it is a verb and a noun, so the stick is a paddle.
那个桨就是叫 paddle, 然后 verb 动词划也是 paddle.
Yeah, and it's so like a rowboat, for example, if you have a romantic date and someone is rowing a boat for you.
Oh, you're so old-fashioned.
I know.
你这好浪漫，然后也很古典。他说这个 romantic, 浪漫的约会去出去 row a boat, 划船。
Row a boat.
好，那讲完了龙舟以后 ，Why don't we talk about everyone's favorite? And that is
粽子
粽子
or the sticky rice ball, pyramid-shaped type things.
英语这么长了。对，因为我们中国很多小点心嘛，好像米啊、面啊，就包成小小的都叫 dumplings. But, you know, this word is so general.
Yeah, like when we use the word dumpling, it means it's wrapped in a dough or a special paper that you can eat. In this case, there's no, you don't eat the wrapping.
对，因为粽子你看过，它外面 wrapping 就是裹那个粽子的是叶子， it's wrapped in a leaf.
Right, so you unwrap it and then you eat it. So we don't call it a dumpling.
对，所以不叫 dumpling. 就我看现在比如 Wikipedia, they just call them 粽子。
Yeah, exactly, because we don't have an English word other than pyramid-shaped sticky rice pyramid ball thing.
其实 Tara, 你知道吗？ My grandmothers, 我的奶奶和外婆 they used to make、mm-hmm. these 粽子
Wow.
From scratch.
From scratch.
Yeah.
So they made it all kind of on their own. With,
对对对。
So by hand and nothing pre-made.
对，就是如果你自己包什么东西，就从头到尾自己制作啊。英语可以说 to make something from scratch.
Right. Well, and the word scratch, if you, it means nothing.
Oh, scratch 有一个意思就是什么都没有。
So if you scratch something out, it means you cross it off, so it's gone.So, scratch just means nothing. So, you're basically making something from nothing.
Nothing. Okay, that's a good way to remember
yeah.
it. 那have you had 粽子?
I have, but I've had the traditional ones with red bean
yeah.
and egg inside.
豆沙馅的,就是你刚说的 red bean.
Mm-hmm.
哎，不过 even with red beans, 红豆, there are some traditional 粽子that has the paste,
yes.
豆沙 inside.
Yes.
But where I'm from, 我们上海有一种那个赤豆糯米粽我很喜欢 It's got like the full beans.
It's actually like the cooked beans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not mushed.
对对对 not mushed, 就不是豆沙。
Yeah.
But my personal favorite is 肉粽。
Meat, really?
Pork meat 的粽子 And especially 就里面要有点肥肉才好吃肥肉英语可以说
Fatty?
Do you say fatty meat? Fatty pork?
You can say, well, we say like with pork, we would say pork belly Because it has, it's very fatty And it's probably more fat than meat
对就像红烧肉嘛一定要有那种几层的 Belly 就是肚子对吧、mm.猪的那一块啊
Yeah
这很好吃但现在 anyways 我给 Tara 看了一些星巴克的粽子 And she was like Oh these look so cute
They do And normally There's the rice Around the 粽子 And many people don't like carbs They don't want to eat carbs
对对对
these days So I like the idea of these Because there's no carbs
就这些是比较新颖的粽子嘛这种新口味英语我们可以说
There's new innovative or creative flavors.
很有创意的口味是吧然后这些星巴克的粽子呢我们今天推送里面也截图截了他们官方的翻译啊 official translation from Starbucks.
Yes.
They actually call these 新冰粽
They're called icy dumplings.
所以他们还是用 dumpling 这个词
I know. It's because we don't have a word other than dumplings.
这些很小嘛这些一口吃一个的英语可以叫
They're bite size, so they're either one bite or two bites.
对，就反正你一两口就可以吃掉的 bite size.
Yeah,
bite sized 粽子啊
like mini.
Yeah, mini. Some of these flavors, wow.
Blueberry yogurt. I would like this one.
这看起来很好吃，就是蓝莓酸奶蓝莓优酪乳的这个味道啊，酸酸甜甜，酸酸甜甜。我觉得英语里有个很好的形容就是
so sweet and tangy.
对 tangy
A little sour
对但我觉得 sour sometimes can be negative
Yeah
Whereas tangy 他说的酸 But it's like a good taste
It's like a refreshing taste So like lemonade or lime juice It's a little sour But it's very refreshing
很爽口的对吧 Very tangy
So it's a good thing
This next one I love coconut
I do too My favoriteSo, coconut pandan flavor.
Pandan, 我以前在新加坡上中学嘛，就是有 pandan cakes, 特别好吃。它是一种叶子，像 it's got that herby flavor,
yeah.
also very refreshing.
Yeah.
还有就是蜜桃。
peach flavor, very refreshing.
就是桃子那种香 it's got that very fragrant, peachy
yeah,
flavor.
Yeah, peaches, and it's very similar. My favorite fruit is nectarines.
Nectarines 就黄桃
Nectarines
对吧
are, they're very similar.
好那最后这一个口味这个是星巴克夏天在全球都推的一种冰咖啡。
So yeah, Starbucks has their cold brew and cold brew coffee. Now they have cold brew 粽子。
觉得 cold brew 我们有一个会员课程。Actually, you guys just recorded that last
time. Yes.
Instead of an iced coffee, Starbucks is all about cold brew coffee.
Right.
Because it's got, 就是比那个 iced coffee 更加柔和一点 it's milder,
yeah,
more mellow,
yeah,
very smooth.
And it's not as, like when you have an iced coffee, you have ice in it.
Mm.
And when the ice melts, it dilutes the coffee flavor.
I just realized we spent more than half of the show talking about different 粽子好吃的口味traditional, 传统的新颖的 innovative, creative 的不知道大家今年的端午节怎么过呢
So how do you guys celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival? Do you go to do a race or do you eat 粽子 or what types of things do you do to celebrate? Spend time with your family?
对大家都可以在今天的留言里面来跟我们分享啊然后在端午节大家推荐 Tara 吃什么口味的粽子呢你的家乡有什么特别的味道你可以推荐给他呢大家也都可以在留言里面告诉 Tara 好既然是端午嘛我们除了潘吉杰尼告诉你带给你这个节目呢我们的会员课程也是这个主题的就是告诉你美国人他为什么很爱龙舟很爱端午节那如果你是我们的会员的话呢希望大家喜欢Happy Dragon Boat Festival!
Happy Dragon Boat Festival!
And we'll see you next time, 再见!
Bye bye!